The Watertown International Airport has seen huge growth with direct flights to Chicago. As the Innovation Trail's Joanna Richards reports, now a $2 million federal grant is helping it keep up with growing infrastructure needs.
The grant will fund the rehabilitation and lengthening of a taxiway and drainage and lighting improvements. Jefferson County Administrator Robert Hageman says the work is important as the airport needs to upgrade its infrastructure to match its growing traffic.
Somewhat of a be careful what you ask for, you might get it. We've gotten it. So now we need to respond accordingly. We're looking to grow the transportation linkage with Watertown and the rest of the world. And in so doing, from an economic development standpoint, that allows for a lot of real benefits for business attraction or retention.
Watertown and the surrounding area have seen a lot of growth in hotels and other businesses that cater to travelers, thanks to their proximity to Fort Drum. But Hageman says these businesses can't rely just on the Army Post to generate business.
You've got to be diversified. Opening up the airport to the rest of the world is going to provide that opportunity for the local hotels, for the restaurants, for the travel industry in terms of car rentals, for gasoline purchases, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
In the 10 months the airport has been offering direct flights to Chicago, 14,000 passengers have passed through its doors. That's 10,000 more than the Watertown Airport saw annually when it was connecting with Albany. Robert Hageman says the facility is on track to see 16,000 passengers by the first anniversary of the Chicago flights. In Watertown, I'm Joanna Richards for WRVO News.